Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Some ranchers are satisfied being part of the herd. You, not so much. That's why there's Long Range Aprinomectin, the only dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control. It's a proven investment that helps you bring substantially heavier cattle to market compared to producers who use other dewormers. So next time you're deworming cattle, don't just get the job done. Get it outdone. Long Range. Outlast. Outperform. Outdo. Long Range important safety information. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in veal calves. Post-injection site damage like granulomas or necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in cattle managed in feedlots or under intensive rotational grazing.
Well, with spring cotton planting just around the corner, we had the opportunity to speak with OSU Extension cotton specialist Seth Bird to talk about what producers are thinking about right now.
How much cotton are we going to plant? It's been talked about a lot. And I, as you know, I'm pretty narrow focused. I don't know what goes on in a lot of other commodities, but I know that there's a lot of positivity or optimism with wheat right now. At least, I guess, in terms of price. I'm not sure about how the crop itself is doing. My own personal wheat is not doing so hot, but hopefully I'm not the gauge of how it performs statewide. Those winter grain crops always dictate what big swings sometimes in cotton acreage. And I think it was 2 years ago where we got that late freeze. And our acres jumped because some of the wheat that was intended on being harvested was failed out. And so folks went in and put cotton in some of those acres. So that's a topic right now, of course, of what's going to happen in, you know, a couple of months from now when it's time to make some of these decisions. It's probably time to make the decision now.
And is there one way or is a better way to do that?
I mean, my personal is pure gut, which is not probably the best. A lot of it comes from, you know, we do a lot of trials with producers. We don't necessarily ask, you know, what are you planting next year? But it's more of a, you know, their normal rotation. Was cotton a good crop for them the previous year? And does it hold, you know, enough benefit to return for the next year? I think one of our highest years in terms of predicted acres recently was probably the lowest year for market price that I've seen in a long time. And, you know, there was a couple of years ago, I think it was 19, we were going to that season thinking we're going to plant a ton of cotton. And the market price was, you know, low 50s. I think at some point it was in the high 40s. But there were still a ton of momentum behind cotton. And so market price can only dictate so much.
Bird said the biggest issues right now, of course, the drought that we still have going, input costs and supply.
It's supply. There's a lot of folks that are locked in. And, you know, we just did a meeting in Kansas and there's a lot of interest in Kansas this year. And I think, you talk about growth, that state probably has more projected growth than maybe any other state in the country right now in terms of acres, a percentage of increase, put it that way. It's definitely going to be a year where some of these states that have more fluid rotations of crops may turn more towards cotton.
To hear my complete conversation about the cotton industry with Dr. Seth Bird, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. At Helena, we know healthy soil produces healthy plants. That's why we created Zypro with VersaShield formulation technology. Zypro's stabilized enzymes cause a consistent chemical reaction in the soil for up to 60 days, giving plants stronger roots, more nutrient uptake, and better stress tolerance. Contact your local ag retailer or Helena representative to find out how Zypro can improve soil health and yield potential. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.